I think I will. My dear, you look so tired. Your coffin's all prepared. Won't you get some rest?
Yes, I haven't had a good day's rest in weeks.
Come, my dear.
Good night, my friend.
Hi, my name is Louie Louie, and I'm here to tell you about a new dance called the Touchy. It is a wonderful idea for people to get together and touch. You can dance now touching hand to hand, foot to foot, shoulder to shoulder, nose to nose, ear to ear, or foot to nose, or what have you. I made this recording all by myself. I play every instrument that you will hear, including harps, bells, scratchers, Moog synthesizers, and what have you. The first thing I have to do is this. A touchy, to be a touchy, must have a wild trumpet introduction. Did you hear that ending? Pa, 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 pa. Unless it has that ending, it is not a touchy. And I'll tell you why. That ending, pa, 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 means one, two, touch no more. And that's how you break. And that's how you stop. Otherwise, you would keep touching and touching and touching.
Take one, take one.
Yes, my baby's sick and I don't know what to do. She's got twist fever and a double case of guitar flu. Well, she twists on the highway, twisting in a swimming pool. She's She twists on the highway, twisting in the swimming pool. She twists her breakfast, twists right off to school. Well, twist on, baby, twist me one time more. Yeah, twist on, baby, twist me one time more. Well, she can twist in the air and twist right down to the floor. She's got twist fever. She's got twist fever. She's got twist fever. Oh, fever. Yeah, she's got twist fever and I just can't leave her alone. To a doctor, gonna find out what to do. Yes, to a doctor, gonna find out what to do. Well, the doctor couldn't fix her, cause the doctor is a twister too. She's got twist feet, she's got twist feet. She's got twist feet, oh, feel. Well, she's got twist feet, and I just can't leave her alone. Well, she twists on the highway, twisting in the swimming pool. She twists on the highway, twisting in the swimming pool. She twists her breakfast, twists right off to school. Well, twist on, baby, twist me one time more. Yeah, twist on, baby, twist me one time more. Well, she can twist in the air and twist right down to the floor. She's got twist fever. She's got twist fever. She's got twist fever. Oh, fever. Yeah, she's got twist fever and I just can't leave her alone. To a doctor, gonna find out what to do. Yes, to a doctor, gonna find out what to do. Well, the doctor couldn't fix her, cause the doctor is a twister too. She's got twist feet, she's got twist feet. She's got twist feet, oh, feel. Well, she's got twist feet, and I just can't leave her alone.
Style can't be duplicated or recycled.
I am a traveler, a wanderer.
I'm not a disc jockey. I'm a human radio station.
Dante's Hot Tub with your host, Juan Rapido.
What a bummer!
On Radio Valencia, Wednesday, 8 to 10.
Countdown, take me away!
Thank you very much. You've been a delightful audience. Nose Hair Nick Land with Karen Carpenter and Dr. Fiasco. Wednesdays from 10 p.m. to midnight on
Come at last. Hello, ladies and gentlemen.
Those words were spoken by an electronic computer. They are an example of synthetic speech, a product of Bell Telephone Laboratories' research into the basic nature of speech. Knowledge developed through such research may be useful in devising new techniques for transmitting speech over communication systems. To make the computer talk, it is fed punched cards containing the names of speech sounds. The computer combines these sounds, in accordance with the linguistic rules which govern the English language, into connected, intelligible speech. For example, when the sounds for the sentence, "He saw the cat," are fed into the computer in sequence, it says,
"He saw the cat."
The flat, monotonous tones of the computer indicate an absence of the pitch and timing characteristics natural to human speech. When timing information is added to the punch cards, the computer says,
"He saw the cat."
The sentence still sounds unnatural, but when pitch information also is added to the cards,
"He saw the cat,"
the computer speaks in accents almost completely human, except for a slight electronic twang. In the following sentence, most of the variables inherent in human speech have been specified on the punch cards. The computer makes one of the pivotal remarks in the development of the telephone.
"Mr. Watson, come here. I want you."
The present quality of speech synthesis by computer is illustrated in the next example, part of a famous soliloquy from Hamlet.
"To be or not to be, that is the question. Whether 'tis nobler in the mind to suffer the slings and arrows of outrageous fortune, or to take arms against a sea of troubles, and by opposing end them, to die, to sleep."
Singing, in purely physical terms, is essentially a matter of pitch and timing. In the next selection, the computer sings a familiar ditty.
"Daisy, Daisy, give me your answer, do. I'm half crazy, all for the love of you. It won't be a stylish marriage. I can't afford a carriage. But you look sweet upon the seat of a bicycle built for two."
The computer now sings the same tune, but to a musical accompaniment played by another computer. Piano students will notice that the music-producing computer has a rather stylized left hand. Incidentally, synthesizing music on a computer is almost as formidable as making a computer talk.
Stylish marriage. I can't afford a carriage. But you look sweet upon the seat of a bicycle built for two."
To get the samples of synthesized speech we've heard so far, a computer's memory was stored with 34 speech sounds and a set of rules for producing these sounds and for making the transitions from one sound to another. When the computer was fed the names of speech sounds on punch cards, it was, in effect, told what to say. But its manner of saying it, even its dialect and apparent accent, was determined by the rules stored in its memory. The objective of this program is to formulate a minimum set of rules for making plausible English speech. The next two selections, however, were produced by analyzing a person's speech and reconstructing it synthetically on a computer. The objective here is to duplicate the sounds and transitions made by a human speaker, including his dialect and accent. With such a program, the computer sounds like this.
"Men strive but seldom get rich. Now, if you don't mind, I'd like to say a few words about Texas."
And now the computer would like to express its appreciation for your attention.
Thanks for listening.
is Dr. Howland Owl, and I would like to invite you to be our guest on the Ask Dr. Hal show, live on radio, on listener-supported RadioValencia.fm. Every Friday night from 10 p.m. until midnight, and sometimes beyond, the show is happening. And I'd like you to be there to experience the wonder, the terror, the savagery and splendor, the baffling incomprehensibility of this absolutely unique radio program. Oh, I know I could give a better description than that, but you just have to listen to know and to hear the special voices of my special guests. That's the Ask Dr. Hal Show, live on radio, Friday night, 10 to midnight, on RadioValencia.fm.
once upon a midnight dreary, while I pondered weak and weary over many a quaint and curious volume of forgotten lore, while I nodded nearly napping, suddenly there came a tapping as of someone gently rapping at my chamber door. 'Tis some visitor, I muttered, tapping at my chamber door. Only this and nothing more. Distinctly I remember, it was in the bleak December, and each separate dying ember brought its ghost upon the floor. Eagerly I wished the morrow, vainly I had sought to borrow from my book surcease of sorrow for the lost Lenore. For the rare and radiant maiden whom the angels name Lenore, nameless here forevermore. Deep into that darkness peering, long I stood there wondering, fearing, doubting, dreaming dreams no mortal ever dared to dream before. But the silence was unbroken, and the stillness gave no token, and the only words there spoken was the whispered word Lenore. This I whispered, and an echo murmured back the word Lenore. Merely this and nothing more. Open here I flung the shutter, when with many a flip and flutter in there stepped a stately raven of the saintly days of yore. Not the least obeisance made he, not a minute stopped or stayed he, but with mien of lord or lady perched upon my chamber door. Perched upon a bust of Pallas just above my chamber door. Perched and sat and nothing more. Then this ebony bird beguiling my sad fancy into smiling, by the grave and stern decorum of the countenance it wore. Though thy crest be shorn and shaven, thou, I said, art sure no craven, ghastly, grim, and ancient raven, wandering from the nightly shore. Tell me what thy lordly name is on this night's Plutonian shore. Quoth the raven, nevermore. Then methought the air grew denser, perfume from an unseen censer, sung by seraphim whose footfalls tingle on the trumpet floor. Wretch, I cried, thy God has lent me, by these angels he has sent me, leave my loneliness unbroken with the bust above my door. Take thy feet from out of my heart, take thy form from off my door. Quoth the raven, nevermore. And this raven never flitting, still is sitting on the pallid bust of Pallas just above my chamber door. And his eyes have all the seeming of the demons that is dreaming, and the lamplight o'er him streaming throws the shadow on the floor. So from out that shadow that lies floating on the floor shall be lifted nevermore.